our best just to add maybe a few more minutes of Torah learning here and there, but especially, even if not in quantity, but certainly in quality, to try and be mekayim amelus b'Torah to the best we can. We're beginning a new Gemara today, Be'ezus Hashem. We're on the third very wide line, the last word. Have we been recorded, Moshe Zelig?
Yes.
We're being recorded. Says the Gemara, V'shel musafin kol hayoim. So this is a quote from the first Mishnah in the Perek, that although Shachris Mincha have specific times, but Maariv is different. Musaf is different. Nachum, you want to put on a tie quickly? We want you to feel out.
That's how I know it's Rosh Chodesh, when I see Moshe Zelig's done.
Moshe Zelig, Avraham, everyone's wearing a tie today. Wonderful. Even I put on a tie for the occasion. Lemaisa, Korban Musaf.
My white shirt from Rosh Chodesh.
Okay. Enjoy.
This is what we call the ties that bind.
Family ties. V'shel Musafin. Kol Ayoim, you can daven Musaf all day, just like you can be Makriv the Korban Musaf all day. Omar Rabbi Yechana. V'nikra Poishaya. V'nikra Poishaya. One is called a Poishaya. Who's called a Poishaya? Says Rashi. V'nikra Poishaya Hama'acher Kolkach. If somebody delays so much. Now, obviously, what's Rashi coming to answer? Rashi's coming to answer the obvious question, that if you can daven Musaf all day, then why are you a Poishaya? The answer is, Rashi's telling us, no, you're only a Poishaya if you daven late. Obviously, you're not a Poishaya at all times. Even though you're allowed to daven Musaf, kol hayoim, but you're a Poishaya, you're negligent. We cannot say that you're not Yotze the Tefillah, because you are. Nonetheless, you're considered negligent if you leave it till late. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Hoyu Lefonov. Now, we had this Gemara a daf ago, which we learned together before Pesach. Hoyu Lefonov Shtei Tfilois. If somebody had two Tfilois on his plate, Achas Shal Mincha, Va'achas shal musaf. This can be noigea halacha lemaisa, as we'll soon see mit Hashem in Tosfos. You can have two tefillas on your plate, musaf and mincha. I.e., you've arrived at the zman of mincha, but you haven't yet davened musaf. So, on a regular Shabbos, for example, in normal circumstances, this won't be noigea. You'll daven your shachris at 8 o'clock in the morning or 8:30, whatever it is, and by 10:30 or 11 you've finished musaf. Mincha hasn't yet arrived. By the time the zman of mincha kicks in, which as we know in mincha gedolah, 6.5 hours into the day, musaf has already long been davened. Therefore you don't run into this conflict of which tefillah should you daven. But if, for example, you overslept, or if, for example, whatever reason, you haven't davened musaf, and all of a sudden it comes to 12:30, which is 6.5 hours into the day, from which time you can daven musaf, mincha, so now you've got a conflict. Which tefillah should I daven first, mincha or musaf? So we have a big machloikas. Now, before we see the machloikas, we must remind ourselves of a very important piece of information which helps us understand this sugya. How long have you got to daven mincha? And the answer is, it depends on who you hold, like Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, you can daven mincha all day. Meaning, from the time that the Zman of Mincha kicks in until the end of the day. According to Rabbi Yehuda, however, you can only daven Mincha until Plag HaMincha. So, according to Rabbanon, both Musaf and Mincha can both be davened until the end of the day. Therefore, Lechoira, with regard to that factor, there is no distinguishment to be made. There's no difference between Mincha and Musaf. Now that they have both kicked in, which one will run out first? The answer is neither of them. Both of them can be davened until the end of the day. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not quite true. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Musaf you have until the end of the day. But Mincha you only have until Plaga Mincha. That's a very important piece of information because as we'll see now in the Gemara, that plays a central role in this machloika. Says the Gemara. Again, Tana Rabbanan hayu lefanav shtei tefilos. If somebody had in front of him two tefilos, achas shal mincha v'achas shal musaf. Says the Gemara. Mispalel shal mincha v'achar kach mispalel shal musaf. You should first do mincha and then do musaf. Why should you do mincha first? Says the Gemara, shezu todir or tadira. Why is there a hey at the end of the word in feminine? Tfilah is always feminine, tfilah. Shezu tadira, vezu eina tadira. So we have the famous principle of todir b'she'ena todir, todir kaidem. Therefore, mincha, which is more tadir because you daven mincha every day, will get precedence over musaf, which you do not daven every day. Now, can anybody think of a reason why this is a tremendous chiddush? Why might you have said that over here the principle of todir should not apply, and in fact you should daven musaf first? Has anybody got a good svara? Why would you think that maybe musaf should be first? Reb Nachum.
That mitzvah was the opportunity for it came first.
Right, very good. Exactly, that's exactly the nekuda I was thinking of. Tadir v'she'enai tadir normally means when two mitzvahs kick in together. So now we have to weigh up which one is more tadir and we'll go with that. For example, when you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so you've got to do Kriya Satayra of the parasha and Kriya Satayra of Rosh Chodesh. So what do we do first? First do Parashas HaShavua, because that lands every week, and then we do Rosh Chodesh, because that's once a month. So that's a classic example of Todir, because both Chiyuvim of Kriya Satayra kicked in at the same time. At the exact same moment that I became Mechuyev in Kriya Satayra of the Parasha, I became Mechuyev in Kriya Satayra of Rosh Chodesh as well. Another classic example. Tonight, what should you do first when it becomes nightfall? Ma'ariv or Sfira Se'oimer? So that's another example. Says the Bior Halacha, at the beginning of Siman Tov Peites, you should daven Ma'ariv first. Why? Todir v'she'enai todir, todir kaidem. So again, that's another classic example because both Ma'ariv and Sfira Se'oimer both kicked in at exact same moment, which was at Seisa Kichovim at nightfall. So two Chiyuvim landed on me simultaneously. How am I supposed to know which one to do first? So we have the principle called Todi. But over here, as you quite rightly point out, Nachum, this is different. Because Musaf landed on my head well before Mincha. Mincha only landed on my head at 12:30. And when did Musaf land on my head? Right from the beginning of the day? 6 o'clock in the morning. So, Lechaira, there might have been room to say that over here, the principle of Todir does not apply. Todir only applies when you've got two equal Chiyuvim, so you go with the more frequent. But when one kicks in first, Lechaira, you would say, first come, first served. That is the tremendous chiddush of our Gemara that we see that no. Todir v'she'enai todir ignores which mitzvah comes first. At the end of the day, I've now got two on my plate. Musaf and mincha, and therefore you go with whichever is todir, and that is mincha. That is the first opinion. Now look in Rashi, and everybody should have a big kasha on this Rashi. And if you didn't, we have to learn Rashi again. Have a look at Rashi, Dibur Amaschil, Mispalel Shel Mincha. Says Rashi, Mispalel Shel Mincha, why should you daven Mincha first? Me'achar Shehigia Zmano, after the time of Mincha has now arrived, meaning at 6.5 hours into the day, which is 12:30, you should daven that first, Kedei Lahakdimo, to bring it early, Bitchilas Zmano, right at the beginning of the Zman. Don't wait till the end of the day. Daven Mincha immediately. Kedei? Sorry, Bitchilas Zmano. Why? Sheloi Yikra Poisheya Gam Oleho. So that you shouldn't be a Poisheya with regard to Mincha as well. In other words, if you've got two tefillahs on your plate, then it means clearly you haven't done Musaf yet. Otherwise, you only have one on your plate. The fact that you haven't yet daven Musaf means you're already a Poisheya, as we just now said in the previous line of the Gemara. The Gemara in the previous line said, whoever waits so late to daven Musaf is a Poisheya. We don't want you to be a Poisheya twice. Meaning, if you're going to push off Mincha, like you've already pushed off Musaf, I'm not maybe worried that you're going to forget again, but the very fact that you're pushing it off again means that you'll be negligent now for the second time today. You've already pushed off Musaf from the morning till the afternoon, and now you want to push off Mincha as well? Don't do that. Rather, daven Mincha immediately. Let's read that Rashi again. Mispalel shel mincha me'achar shehigia zmano, as soon as the time arrived, kedei lahakdimo b'tchilas zmano, in order to be makdimit, to bring it early, right at the beginning of its time. Why? Shelo yikro, so that he should not be called poisheya, a negligent person, gam oleho, also with regard to it. What does that mean, also, as well as what?
Musaf.
As well as Musaf. He's already a Poisheya for Musaf. Why would you want to be a Poisheya now, twice on the same day? Does anybody please have an obvious, straightforward, simple kasha to be asked on Rashi?
He would then be saying Daven Musaf first.
Rashi says you should have Mincha first, because we don't want you to push it off and be a Poisheya.
But who says you are a Poisheya? We had a Gemara saying Musaf, you're a Poisheya.
Rashi is hinting that if you don't go according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're a Poisheya. That's what it sounds like.
So one second.
Why does he?
Yeah.
Why can't you daven Musaf all day then?
You can't. Like,
don't tell me you can daven Musaf all day and then you won't be a Poisheya.
One second. We have to distinguish between Lachatchila and B'diavad. The Zman of Musaf is all day, meaning, at least B'diavad, you can daven Musaf all day. Albeit it's not Lechatchila. So one second, let's go slowly. Firstly, as you quite rightly point out, Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara has never told us that if you push Mincha off, you are considered a Poisheya. The Gemara did tell us that with regard to Musaf. First point. Second point is that, one second, you've pushed off Musaf all the way from the morning until the afternoon, which means you could have davened Musaf at 6 and you didn't. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12:30, 6.5 hours you've had to daven Musaf and you still haven't davened Musaf. I understand that that's called a Poisheya. But if I daven Musaf now and I push Mincha off for how long? 20 minutes. That's called a Poisheya. I have to daven Mincha at the first possible opportunity. Nobody told us that. We have a discussion. Is it until plag? Is it until the end of the day? If I daven Musaf at 12:30 and I daven Mincha at 1 o'clock, I'm a Poisheya? Because I pushed off Mincha by half an hour? I'm a Poisheya if I pushed off Musaf by almost 7 hours. That I understand. But my Rav Raboisai, that's not the main kasha on Rashi. Do you know what the main question on Rashi is? Rashi's arguing with the Gemara. The Gemara gave a completely different reason. The Gemara said, you daven mincha first. Why?
Tadir.
Tadir. Well, what's Rashi busy suggesting? Other reasons for it. What's not good with the Gemara? The Gemara says, you daven mincha first because of tadir. Fine, very understandable. We said it's a chiddush, even though Musaf kicked in first. But say that, but as I state in the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. All of a sudden, Rashi's volunteering new reasons. We don't want you to push off mincha. Why? Because you're a poshe. Okay, very nice. That's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said Todi. How can Rashi ignore the Gemara? That's the big kasha on this Rashi. As you point out, Rabbi Yosef, it's a chiddush to call somebody who pushes off mincha poshe. It's even more of a chiddush if you're hardly pushing it off. The Seder. But the biggest question is, who in the world asked Rashi to suggest any other reason other than what it says Mufurish in the Gemara, which is Tadir? Well, what's wrong with the reason that the Gemara says? Rashi has to volunteer to suggest different reasons. Rashi is always there to say Pshat in the Gemara, not to add to the Gemara.
Unless Rashi holds like Rabbi Yehuda.
Rashi's coming to you, Masbi, over here. The first opinion, we haven't even mentioned Rabbi Yehuda first. We haven't yet mentioned Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi is explaining the words of the Gemara, Mispalel Shel Mincha. And on those very words, the Gemara finished the sentence and said, because of Tadi. Comes Rashi and says, because of Peshea, Shkoya. That's not like the Gemara. The Gemara says something else completely. We'll leave that as a question mark for the moment. Back into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, that's all the opinion of the Tanakama. But Rabbi Yehuda Oima, the other way round. Mispalel shel Musaf, v'achakach mispalel shel Mincha. First comes Musaf. Not like the Tanakama who said first comes Mincha, but rather first comes Musaf. Why should Musaf come first? Shezu mitzvah oiveres. Vizu mitzvah she'ein oiveres. What does that mean? It's oiveres. Which one is a mitzvah oiveres? Mincha. Why is mincha mitzvah oiveres a passing mitzvah? The answer is, and this is why we made our introduction, because who's talking over here? It's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda himself says you can only dab a mincha until when? Until plug a mincha. That's called a passing mitzvah, as opposed to musaf, which is not a passing mitzvah because that could be davened until the end of the day. Have a look at Rashi immediately. Says Rashi, va'achar kach shel musafin.
Should be the other way around.
No, we missed out this Rashi. This Rashi goes on the first, on the Tanakama. First, you should have a mincha, v'achakach shel musafin. Hoyil v'icher. Seeing as you delayed. V'zmano oinei einoi oiver. The zman of mincha, it does not pass you up. Why does it not pass you up? D'ho omri rabbonon, because the rabbonon said, v'shel musafin kol hayoyim. So therefore, it's not passing. Therefore, you've got both tefillahs that can be davened until the end of the day. Therefore, that will not be a distinguishing factor. Says Rashi, Shezu mitzvah oiveres, Rabbi Yehuda leta'amei. What does that mean, Rabbi Yehuda leta'amei? This is Rabbi Yehuda following his own reasoning. What did he tell us? To Omar, because he said, Ad sheva sho'ois. What does that mean? Ad sheva shois.
Musaf.
Oh, says Rashi that Musaf is a mitzvah oiveres. What does that mean? Because it's a mitzvah oiveres. Right. We made an introduction that there's a machloikus between when the zman of mincha is. We didn't mention, however, there's another machlekas, which is even more important. There's a machlekas when the zman of musaf is. The Tana Kama holds that Musaf can be davened all day long. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it can't. You can only daven until 7 hours into the day, which is where? Until 1 o'clock. So if you've got 2 tefillahs on your plate, when are we talking about? We're talking about between 12:30 and 1 o'clock. Oh, says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry. I can't allow you to daven mincha first. Why? Because of Todir Rasheinoi Todir, I'm much more concerned about Musaf. Why am I concerned about Musaf? Because I'm the one who holds that time of Musaf is Oiveres, is very soon running out. And that's what Rashi pointed out in the previous Rashi, that the Rabbonon, however, disagree, because the Rabbonon say you can daven Musaf all day long. So for this Machlaikas, do you daven Musaf first or Mincha first, the Machlaikas between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbonon are Leshitosom, and Rabbi Yehuda is Leshitosai. So again, in brief summary, according to the Rabbonon, you can daven Musaf all day, so Musaf is not a mitzvah oiveres, so therefore, to the contrary, we'll go with Mincha because of Todi. And Rabbi Yehuda says, excuse me, I hold that Musaf runs out after Sheva Sha'ois, so it is a mitzvah oiveres, in which case Musaf comes first and Todi becomes irrelevant. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha mispalel shel mincha va'achakach mispalel shel musaf. So who are we paskening like? Rabbi Yochanan says, first comes mincha and then comes musaf. So clearly, who do we pasken like?
Rabbanon.
Apparently, we pasken like the Rabbonon. So do you all agree that Rabbi Yochanan has implicitly also taught us when the Zman of Musaf goes till? Halacha l'maisa, Moirav Rabbeisa, if I would ask you, if you'd close the Gemara now, until when can you daven Musaf? According to the Rabbonon,
all day.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, until 7 hours. Who do we pass like?
Rabbanon.
Clearly like the Rabbonon. Because, as we just mentioned, the whole machlokes, where the musaf comes before mincha or the other way around, is absolutely based on that. So if Rabbi Yochanan tells us that what? That we pasken like the Rabbonon, that mincha comes first, then inherently he is teaching me that we pasken that musaf can be davened all day, and it's therefore not a mitzvah iveres. And if it's not a mitzvah iveres, it's therefore Tadir, v'she'enoi, Tadir, and Mincha wins the day. Let's just see the top toys first for the moment. Rabbeinu Shimshon asked the following question. Domrin on the Perek Tomid Nishchat, which is the 5th Perek of Psochim, it says that Musafin B'Sheish, the Korban Musaf must be brought at 6 hours, 12 o'clock. Bozichin, those are the besomim that go with the lechem aponim, b'sheva, at 7 hours into the day. End of question. So what's the question? So how can you tell me that musafin is kol hayoyim? And here we have a mufurish of Gemara that says that the musafin were brought at a particular time, 6 hours into the day. V'chitema, and if you're going to tell me hani mili l'mitzvah, and if you're going to tell me that's the mitzvah. That's what you should be doing in the first instance. Aval di'eved, but maybe di'eved kol yoima nami zmanehu. So maybe you could reconcile the two Gemaras. The di'eved, you could have a musaf all day long. It's true, they used to bring musaf at 6 hours into the day. That was just a dim lechatchila. But certainly, b'di'eved, you could have an all day. Therefore, there's no stira whatsoever. Says Tosas, I'm sorry, that doesn't answer the question. Because hare b'tzmura, if you look in tzmura, it's mashma over there. Shehamusofin hoyu nishchotin im hatomid. That the musofin was shechted together with the tomid. The niktorin, and they were sacrificed together with it, which means not all day long. Not all day long. To the contrary, it says there seems to be that you used to shecht the musaf together with the tomid. Now, when was the tomid bought? Tomid was in the afternoon, 9.5 hours into the day or so, and it seems to be they were more than happy to bring the musaf there. So don't tell me that what? That lechatchila you're supposed to bring it at 6 hours into the day, if I have a mafurash gemara that they used to bring it much later. So we have a huge stira on our hands. On the one hand, it seems to be that our gemara says you can have a musaf all day. And another gemara also basically fits in with that. It says they used to bring it about 3:30 in the afternoon. And yet we have a gemara in Pesachim that says, no, they used to bring it at 6 hours into the day. What's going on? Today's verse, a two-word answer, or three words, for tirates, dahosam, mairi, b'shabbos. Over there, where's there? In Pesachim, where it says they used to bring it 6 hours into the day, that was not talking about on a regular day. That was talking about on Shabbos. And why on Shabbos would you bring the musaf earlier? So the Maisa, if you look at the side of the Tosis, it says Ein Marshal v'Ein Marshal. So it's pointed out over there that generally, on a regular day in the Beis Hamikdash, there were lots of karbonis being sacrificed. Which karbonis? Everybody can bring their private karbonis. It was a busy day in the office. But on Shabbos was the least busy day. As we've mentioned early on in this perek, you cannot bring a voluntary korban, a korban nedava, on Shabbos. That's why we once discussed about davening a tfilas nedava, and we said you cannot daven a tfilas nedava on Shabbos, because there's no korban nedava on Shabbos. If that's the case, Shabbos was not such a busy day in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why they brought the korban musaf earlier. But on a regular day where it was business as usual, many private korbanos, so then they used to push off the musaf until when? Until whenever you like. Musafin kol hayom. Okay, maybe we should clock out now and then we'll clock back. See the next tosas, but let's first see the Gemara. Back into the Gemara. So we had the machlokes between the Tanakama and the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yechon said Mufurish, the halacha is like the Tanakama. Sorry, Tanakama versus Rabbi Yehuda, and we pass them at the Tanakama. You first daven mincha. Says the Gemara. Zera. Ki have a cholish migirsei. When Reb Zera would become too exhausted, cholish literally means weak. When he'd become weakened from his learning, and he didn't have any koyach to continue, have a ozil, he would go, the yosef, and sit, apischa, at the Pesach, at the door, the bay of the yeshiva of Reb Nosson Bar Tuvi. Why would he want to do that? Omar, he said, Ki Cholfi Rabbanon. When the Rabbanon pass, who the Rabbanon? All the Talmidim of this yeshiva of Rav Nosson. Oz Eikum Mikamayu. I'll be able to stand up in front of each one. And at least, if I don't have koach to learn, at least I'll have koach to stand up. Va'akabel agra. And I'll get schar that way. Mitzvah deraisim and pnei seva tokum. Odaratum pnei zokin. Says Rashi, ki cholfi rabbonon talmidim hayoitzim mi beis Rav Nosson. All the talmidim, they were the rabbonon. All the Talmidim coming out of the yeshiva of Rav Nosson, as each one emerges, I'll stand up for him. So that's what he did. Nofak osa Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi. So Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi came out, and presumably he stood for him. Omale, so Rav Zera asked him, Man Omar Halocha Be Midrasha. Literally translated, who said the halacha today in the Beis HaMedrash? It sounds like the question was, who said Shir today? But Rashi says, no, that wasn't the question. What was the question? Says Rashi, Man Omar Halacha Bei Midrasha, Mi Mibnei HaYeshiva, who of the Bnei HaYeshiva, Omar, the Beis HaMedrash, who said in the Beis HaMedrash, Shehalacha K'Rab Yehuda? Is there anybody who said that Halacha is K'Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, we've just pasken that the Machloikis is in fact like the Rabbonon. Rav Zeira wanted to know, is there anybody in the yeshiva of Rav Nosson who pasken like Rabbi Yehuda? Omale hochi omar Rabbi Yechanan. So he said to him, well, actually, no. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, which fits in exactly with what we said before, also in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that we don't pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. To the contrary, we pasken like Rabbanon. We do not pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. Da Omar mispalel odom shel Musa v'achakach mispalel shel Mincha. No, we do not do that. And what do? We pasken at the Tanakama that first comes Mincha and then Musaf. Omalei, Sir Reb Zeira said, Rabbi Yochanan Omra? Question mark. Really? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said? That we don't pasken like Rabbi Yehuda? And we pasken at the Tanakama, the Yudavan Mincha first? Omar Lei, Sir Reb Nosson answered back, In. Yes. Why are you so surprised? That is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. The halacha is not like Rabbonon, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, it is like the Rabbonon. Tona minei arboin zimnin. So Rabbi Zeira reviewed this 40 times. He reviewed this 40 times. Omalei. So Rabbi Nosson saw that Rabbi Zeira got extremely excited about this particular statement, and therefore he was reviewing it time and time and time and time again. Why are you so excited? Omalei, choda hilacha, oi chodas hilacha. What's the difference between choda or chodas? Says Rashi. Choda hilacha, oi chodas hilacha. Choda, as we know, is the Aramaic form, one. Chodas, as we always say, switch the tof to the shin and becomes chodosh. Is it one for you, or is it new for you? What does that mean? Says Rashi. Choda hilacha, oi chodas hilacha. Achas hilacha, is this one for you? What does that mean, one? Sheloi lomadata dovor mishmoi shel Rabbi Yochanan elo zu bilvad? Is this the only single solitary statement that you've ever learned from Rabbi Yochanan? And lekach, and therefore chaviva hilacha, it's so chaviv, What does chaviv mean? It's so treasured, it's so precious for you. Is this the one and only chiddush that you've ever heard in Rabbi Yochanan? Is that why you're so excited by it? Oy, chadosho ilcho. No, the reason why you're excited is not because this is the only statement you've heard, but rather this is a big chiddush to you. Why is this a big chiddush to you? Shehayisa savor, because you thought, mistakenly, she'echad min ha'acherim omra. You thought it was somebody else who said it. Remember, how did Rabbi Zeira respond when he heard that Rabbi Yochanan said this? He said, really? Rabbi Yochanan said this? Why was he asking that? Maybe because he was under the impression that somebody else said it. So it's not, the reason why he's excited is not because this is the only chiddush he only ever heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rather, he thought that somebody else said it. So he was getting excited because, oh, this is big news to me, that actually it is Rabbi Yochanan who said it. I never realized that it's Rabbi Yochanan. And that's what he's asking him. Is it, are you getting excited because it's chodah? What does chodah mean? Chodah means it is one for you. Or maybe chodas, meaning it's a chiddush to you. Why are you so excited, so much so that you've repeated this 40 times? 40 times. So he said, I'll tell you why, says the Gemara. Look back in the Gemara. Omalei chodas hili. It's the second option. Not because it's the only thing I've heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, but rather, it was a big chiddush to me that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said this. Why was it a big chiddush? Mishum de mesap keli. I was doubtful. I thought that maybe Rabbi Shua ben Levi. I always thought that Rabbi Shua ben Levi authored this statement. And he said that we don't paskan like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskan like the Rabbonon. When you told me that actually it was Rabbonon, Rabbi Yochanan, I was highly surprised.
Well, I thought Rabbi Yochanan was paskening like Rabbi Yehuda.
So you're on mute, from which is that?
I'm sorry, I thought Rabbi Yochanan was paskening like Rabbi Yehuda.
No, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Ein halacha k'Rabbi
Yehuda. Right. Okay, I'm sorry.
Rabbi Yochanan, and he was the one who told us three lines earlier, Omer Rabbi Yochanan halacha misparal shel mincha.
Right.
He paskened like the Rabbon. So, Rabbi Zeira is sitting outside the Beis HaMedrash. He sees Rabbi Nosson. He says, how do we pasken? He said, Rabbi Yochanan said, you do mincha first. Really? Rabbi Yochanan? And he did chazar of that 40 times. Why are you so excited? Is this the only thing you've ever heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? No. It was just a chiddush to me that Rabbi Yochanan authored this statement. I always thought that it was Rabbi Shua ben Levi. I never realized it was Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rashi, Omalei chodasili, it's news to me. What's the news? The mesap kelei b'Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Savur Hayisi, I thought Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omra. I always thought, I knew this was the halacha, but I never realized that it was Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush. I always thought that it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's chiddush. The fact that you're telling me it's Rabbi Yechanan, that's why I got so excited, and that's why I wanted to do chazara, to make sure that I remember the correct author of this statement. Okay, that is the end of the sugya. However, we must see a very important taisa soon. By the way, as opposed to what we used to do in the old days, I don't anymore, at the end of shir, say that when we pray the Gemara, you should see the taisa as well, because Baruch Hashem, we're learning every taisa. So it goes without saying, every taisa should be looked at and studied to the best of our ability. Zok taisus. Halacha mispalel shel mincha va'achakach mispalel shel musaf. So we pasken unequivocally, as Rabbi Yochanan just told us, we pasken at what? You first daven mincha, and then you daven musaf. Why? because it's not a mitzvah oiveres, because we paskin you can daven mincha all day, therefore that will not be a distinguishing factor. What will be? The fact that mincha is todi. Zogt Tosfos. Mikan yesh li zoher. So based on this, one has to be careful. B'yoyim ha-kippurim. When it comes to Yom Kippur, one has to be very careful. This is the day that we really could run into these problems, like we said right in the beginning. On a regular Shabbos, for example, or for that matter today, Rish Chodesh, it's unlikely that you're going to run into this Shaila. Because we all daven this morning at 6 or 7, whatever it may be, and we've daven Musaf, come home at 8:39, there's nowhere near the Zman of Mincha. We can only daven Mincha today at 1:15, and we've all long daven Musaf. Therefore, this whole Shaila on a regular Musaf day is not relevant. When might it be relevant? On Yom Kippur. From over here I learned that you should be careful the Yom HaKippurim leispalel tfilas shachris koidem sheish shois umechta. You should make sure that you daven shachris, meaning you finish shachris, before 6.5 hours into the day, before 12:30. Dahainu, in other words, Koidem Shiagia Shas HaMincha. Make sure you finish Shachris before 12:30. Because if you don't, what's going to happen as soon as you finish Shachris? Imagine you finish Shachris after 12:30. You've just landed yourself splat into the soup. Why? Because really next up should be Musaf, but you've just clashed with Mincha, and you're getting involved in the whole Balagan, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbonon. We want to avoid it. De'im lo'i kei, because if you are not careful, I'm afraid to say you're going to have to switch around the timetable. Are you tzrichin lehispalel tfilas ha-mincha koidem? So even though if you look at your shul timetable, it says we're first doing Shachris, then Musaf, then Mincha, I'm afraid to say, if the chazan drags out for Shachris and you only finish after 12:30, you're going to have to switch around your Seder. Because we paskin like the Rabbonon, that first comes Mincha, in which case Musaf will have to be delayed. What did Tosfos mean, that very first word, Mikan? What does it mean, Mikan? Meaning from over here. Based on the fact that we paskin like the Rabbonon, that Mincha comes first, that's why this will be an issue. As opposed to, if in theory we would have paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not an issue, because Musaf really does come first. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara clearly told us. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. You have to daven Mincha first. So if you have to daven Mincha first, you'd want to avoid this. Says Tosfos, I disagree. V'hori oimer, and the Ri says that no, de'enoi tzarech. You do not need to rush Shachris. And if you finish Shachris after 12:30, don't worry, you can still daven Musaf next. How can that be? Our Gemara says we paskin like Tanakama that Mincha comes first. So he says no, that doesn't refer to Yom Kippur. Daha de ka'omar she yispalel tfilas ha-mincha koidem, comma. That which we say you have to daven Mincha first. Hainu k'she yesh loy lasois tzrochov. That's only on a normal day when you have to take care of your needs. It's a busy day. You're going to work. You're going to the Beis HaMedrash. You're going to do business. You're going to eat. It's a busy day. Shelo yuchal lehispalel tfilas hamincha bizmano. You won't therefore be able to daven mincha in its time. What does that mean? V'tzorich lispalel shnehem miyad. You have to daven both now. In other words, you're in shul. It's come to 12:30. I've got a very busy day. I've just had a whole morning seder. And I've now got musaf and mincha. So, if it's musaf, besides Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to work. But you certainly might well, for example, be having a suda. It's Shabbos, for example. So therefore, what you want to do, you'd like to daven musaf now and mincha now, because afterwards I've got a busy day ahead of me. I'm having a whole Shabbos suda. I've got guests coming over. So if you want to daven both now, so what do we say? Ah, if two are on your plate, which one gets the nod? Which one comes first? Mincha. Why? Todir. Kegoin says Toisves. Shahoyaloi leilech lesuda gedoilo. For example, he's got a big suda coming up. Kamoi lenisuin. For example, a chasna suda. Umisyore, and he's very afraid. He's scared. Shemo yimshoich. Maybe it will drag the sudosai. Maybe the suda will go on for hours. Oisha yishtaker, maybe he'll become drunk there. And therefore what? He doesn't want to rely on davening mincha later. Why not? Because maybe it'll be a very long chasna. Or maybe he'll be shikha and he won't be able to daven. So he wants to daven two tefillos now. When he wants to daven two tefillos now, we say Todi wins the day. If you would have time, shohois means time. If you would have time to daven achar tfilas musaf tfilas hamincha bizmano. But if he's going to have time to daven tfilas mincha afterwards, then what? Ein loy lahaktim tfilas hamincha. Then you do not give precedence to Tfilas HaMincha, Elo Yispalel Keseda. You daven in the normal Seder, Musaf Ba'achakach. In other words, on Yom Kippur, where there's no Seuda, therefore there is no concern that you won't have time to daven Mincha later. Nobody is going to have a lengthy Seuda, and nobody's going to be Shikha. It's only on a regular Musaf day, on a Shabbos, or on a Rosh Chodesh, or on a Yom Tov. There I'm worried. I want to daven two tefillos now. If you want to daven two tefillos now, Todi wins the day. But if I've got plenty of time to daven mincha later, like on Yom Kippur, and there's no grounds for concern that I won't be able to daven mincha, therefore Todi is put aside, and rather you go with the Seder of Musaf and afterwards mincha. Now, we'll need to come back to this because we've run out of time. But lech oira, and we have to consider whether this is true or not, lahalocha. Lech oira, Tosfos is telling us a tremendous chiddush, and this has very, 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 very big ramifications, lahalocha. It sounds like Tosfos is teaching us that the whole principle of Todir only applies when you want to do both now. If, however, I'm more than happy to do one later on, then the principle of Todir does not apply. That's what it sounds like Tosfos is saying. On a regular day, I want to daven both tefillos now. I can't do them, obviously, simultaneously, but back to back. Why do you want to do them now? Because I'm worried that later on I won't be able to daven mincha, the chasna will be too long, I'll be drunk. So if you've got both that you want to be mekayim now, Todi decides it for me. But in the case of Yom Kippur, I don't want to do both now. I'm more than happy to do mincha much later on. So then you stick to Musaf first. This has very big ramifications for halacha. And I'll give you an example. This is Negea for tonight. It's Negev for tonight. It comes to Tzeis HaKoychovim. How many mitzvahs do you now have on your plate?
Two.
You've got the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'ayma, and you've got the mitzvah of Ma'ariv. So what would we say? You should do Ma'ariv first. Why? Tadir v'she'enoi tadir, tadir kaidim. Ma'ariv comes every day, and Sfira Sa'ayma only 7 weeks a year. For 1 second. According to Tosfos, what would be if it happens to be I'm planning on davening Ma'ariv at 10 o'clock tonight? I don't want to daven Ma'ariv now. And I'm not talking about a case where I'm concerned, I'll forget, or I'll be shikah. This is my regular 10 o'clock Ma'ariv every night. Am I allowed to do Sfira Sa'ayma now at Tzeis HaKoychovim? So what will you tell me? Oh, but 1 second, Ma'ariv is Tadir. But according to Tosfos, Tadir only applies when you're planning on doing both mitzvahs now. But if you're planning on doing one of them much later on, no problem. There's no principle of Tadir. That L'chaira emerges from our Tosfos, in which case has many ramifications, L'halacha. Many ramifications, L'halacha. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ezos Hashem, on Tuesday morning, we will come back to this point. But we'll also continue in the Gemara and hopefully turn over the page as well.
Quick question. When it's Daraisa versus the Rabbanon, does Tadir still play a fact? Like tonight, Sfiras Omer is really just the Rabbanon.
Very good.
Where Shema's Daraisa.
Very good. So do yourself a favor, Reb Nachum. Have a look at the Biur Halacha. Write this down in Siman Tof Pei Tes 489. Tof Pei Tes is Hilchas Sfira Sa'ayma. The very first Biur Halacha in Tof Pei Tes discusses why we daven Ma'ariv before Sfira Sa'ayma, and see if you have anything to tell me based on that Biur Halacha with regard to what you said, and either tell me next time or send me an email.
We all want to hear, so write a whole report, please.
Write a report, because, as we always say in our shir, it's very important to be medayik, not only what it says, but also what it doesn't say. Have a look at that Biur Halacha, and you'll see, l'chaira, there is something missing over there, what's not stated. And if you want to really get exciting, have a look also in the Biur Halacha. Write this down, Reb Nachum. I don't have a Mishnah Berurah in front of me, but I think it's Tof Reish Ayin Base 672, which is Hilchas Chanukah, because there you have the same Shaila. You have the same Shaila with regard to, should I daven Ma'ariv first, or should I light my Chanukah candles first? I believe it's Tof Ayin Reish Ayin Base. It'll discuss there. So have a look there with regard to what you can be medayek is Shaila of Todi, Einoi Todi, the Raisa Drabonon, and Bezot Hashem, share it with us all.